We were at Monaco Lane's the night my friend Frank put his head through a plate glass door. He had passed out cold after drinking too much Ronrico 151, and we were trying to drag him out to the car. Rod held him up under his left underarm, and I held him up under his right. But it was winter in Denver, and the sidewalk was icy. Rod slipped on his first step onto the ice, and Frank shattered the door with his head without regaining consciousness. Don't worry, he was too hard-headed to hurt himself. As I think back on my youth, some of the more memorable and enjoyable moments were spent at bowling alleys. When I started my newspaper career in rural Colorado, bowling leagues in the winter and softball leagues in the summer were a huge part of the social life of the community. In the late 1970s, more than 9 million bowlers participated in sanctioned leagues, according to the website bowlingseriously.com. By 2019, that number had dropped to 2 million. The game hasn't changed. We have. Have you seen the TV commercial of the two guys in adjoining apartments playing video games against each other and not knowing it, then yelling at each other for making too much noise? That's what killed the bowling alleys. In his book, Bowling Alone, Robert Putnam argues that the advent of television first, then the internet, have allowed us to fulfill our entertainment needs without ever leaving home, leading to us becoming more socially disconnected. My friend Kelly wakes up every morning and plays poker against people from all around the world. He's accumulated millions of chips, each as valuable as the snowflakes that fall outside his Wyoming home. But the weekly poker games at his kitchen table are long past. In Las Cruces, bowling hasn't just been on the decline in recent years. It's been unavailable since 2018, when Ten Pin Alley closed its doors. Now, Kevin McGrath has announced that he will be bringing bowling back to Las Cruces. McGrath, owner of the former It's Burger Time restaurants, said he plans to purchase and restore the former bowling alley into a new entertainment center with 24 lanes. McGrath said he hopes to finish the project by next spring. When completed, it will revitalize what is one of our most important commercial corridors along Loman Avenue. But more than that, it will allow experienced bowlers to compete without having to drive to another town. It will give families a new option for activities they can all do together. And it will give all of us an opportunity to click off the TV, shut down the laptop, get out of the house, and join a team. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.